Hi everybody, I'm Blind Cool Tech. This is Mary Emerson, and I thought I would do this a different way this time. I'm doing it with a tape recorder and one of the Sound Pro microphones, and I hope this will sound all right. I'm not sure if the connections are quite right this time, but I'm going to try it this way. I thought I would talk a little bit about my hobbies, and the reason I wanted to use the tape recorder with this is because I'm not very proficient yet with sound software. Editing software, Studio Recorder, and Goldwave. I really need to sit down and read the books and just actually do some work with it. It's kind of embarrassing when you've been doing text editing and programming and stuff for decades, and all of a sudden you get into sound editing and it's like a baby learning to walk and talk all over again. But I'll get there, I guess. Anyway, what I'm going to do with this is just record it and then upload it with Recall Pro, using the input jack. And so with the line in, I think this should be all right. The reason I'm recording is I wanted to be brief with my hobbies. I wanted to be able to edit things and as I go. And if I get off on a tangent, I want to delete the tangent. I've mentioned one or two things in past podcasts. I'm very much into the holistic health kind of thing, so I won't really go into that too much. But I have been studying it and learning it and using it for probably about 25 years. I don't know a lot, but I know enough to get by and hopefully help some other people out along the way if they're interested. If not, then that's fine. And I am also a very avid reader. I love science fiction, but I much prefer the earlier, older science fiction that was written in the 50s and maybe early 60s. I know the technology was old, but I think in some ways they knew how to tell a good story and not use a lot of bad language in it. So I like that very much. Even some of the old novels and short stories of the 40s seem to have a lot of imagination built into them. And so I enjoy that. When I was active in a church, I was a church pianist, although I only took lessons for about a year when I was a child. I always told everybody at church, I said, just tell me the songs that we're singing and I'll be able to figure it out as we go. I'm one of these people that has perfect pitch. Even though I didn't have a lot of music lessons as a child, I just kind of pick up stuff and play it. So anyway, I did some of that for a while. Had been writing music since I was about 13, and when I was in IBM, and before the business world got crazy, frantic, and absolutely ridiculous, we had an IBM music forum, and a result of that forum was that we had various groups that formed across the country and sent audio tapes of their music, whether it be jazz, rock, folk, whatever, to somebody who would compile cassette tapes of what we called Music from Big Blue. There were 5 volumes of this, and it was mostly just a chance for people to share their music with other people. And these were 5 90-minute cassettes. I think I still have them around here, as a matter of fact, at least my copies of them. And this was done back in the early 1990s, before we even had the internet. And I was part of a group called Cross Country, because we all lived across the country from each other. There were 3 of us. And we had multi-track equipment, and we were able to do sound layering. I think we all had 4 tracks. And so we had to bounce things from one track to another and layer things within the tracks and try to make it sound like there were 10 of us instead of 3. So it was kind of interesting. But it took endless weeks, and we did have some email capability, so we could email, but we could not really do much in the way of MP3 files and the internet back then. And since we didn't really have that kind of software to be able to do that, we would send cassette tapes back and forth, and each person would add their little bit to the tracks, and then somebody in the group would mix everything down and send it off to the Big Blue project. And that's how we got our music onto the IBM Big Blue tapes. It wasn't always the best quality in the world, but, well, we didn't care. We were just going to have fun with it. And usually what would happen is if I wrote something for the group, then I would sing it or somebody else in the group would sing it, and somebody else would do the arranging. I was not particularly good at arranging, but it was a lot of fun. I think I'm going to share one of my songs at the end of this. That's why I want to make this fairly brief and make the song fairly brief. My travel song, I think, would be kind of appropriate for this podcast because people are always going somewhere on this podcast. So I thought, why not? Anyway, that's one of my main interests is music. I have a lot of folk music here that I just haven't had the time to listen to. I purchased it and haven't had time to listen to it. In fact, I found a Dan Fogelberg album the other day that I didn't realize I had. And it's a good album, too. It's one of his most recent ones. So, you just never know what you're going to dig up. And the funny thing is I get these CDs and I label them. I label the jewel cases and I put them and store them away. And I know I've got them, but just never really had the time to sit down and really absorb all this good music. So I'm having a good time with that. And, of course, podcasting is one thing that has taken over a lot of my interests and a lot of my time. Not too much, though. I try to limit myself to a couple of podcasts a day, and that's really about it. I don't need to really get into hearing 30 or 40 of them. I don't have the time. Well, I guess I do have the time, but I don't want to make the time. There are too many other things to do. I'm also very much into corresponding, usually email. I still tape with a few people, but I do like to email. But on the other hand, I don't like to spend hours and hours and hours sitting at the PC all the time. And I enjoy going out and walking a few times a week. I don't go very far, but it's enough for me to be satisfied that at least getting some exercise. If you walk for about a half an hour or so a few times a week, I think that's very adequate. We're supposedly getting some exercise equipment here in my apartment complex. I don't know if that's going to happen. They keep saying it is, but I haven't seen any of it yet. When that happens, I'm going to be on the bike and the treadmill and who knows what else, just because I would like to lose a whole bunch of weight. I do like to eat. I also like to bake, and of course, with all the holidays coming, I'll be doing some of that. And I suppose there are other things that I do that I'm completely overlooking, but I can't really think now what they are, so I'm going to close this out and put some music on here, which I hope that you will find of interest. This is going to be my travel song called Gone and Back Again. I probably should have titled it after one of the lines that ends most of the verses, which is, "You're never really satisfied until you're finally there." But I did not call it that. I called it Gone and Back Again because I guess all of us kind of thought it was a much more appropriate title and much shorter. So this is someone else in my group playing a 12-string guitar. He lived in Texas, and then I am here in California, so I sang with myself on this, using up two tracks of the tape. And I don't think we added any bass or anything to this. I think this is just simple 12-string and a couple of voices, and that's it. But I wrote this kind of in memory of places that I've been, places that other people have been, and just kind of a song that, you know, reflects on that. So if you don't want to hear some folk music, then just hit the delete key and get out of your player, your editor, whatever you're listening to this, and that will not bother me. I figure everybody has their own preferences in music. And for those who wish to take a chance and listen to this, here we go.
Got to get out of the city to where the air and the water is clean. Got to get away from the fog and smog. Got to break that old routine. So you've gone to Arizona, and you've been to Tennessee. You traveled all around this land, a terrific place to be. And you're gone and back again, and you're a wandering star. And you never know just where you go, but you're happy where you are. And you're gone and home again, always going somewhere. But you're never really satisfied until you find me there. So you've gone out to Hawaii, sunshine and in snow. Summer in the redwoods, most peaceful time, you know. And you're gone and back again under a wandering star. And you never know just where you go, but you're happy where you are. And you're gone and home again, always going somewhere, but you're never really satisfied until you're finally there. Flying in a 747 or driving down the road, doesn't matter how you get there or how fast you go. People always moving, they just gotta look around till they find their place in a quiet town, finally settle down. Got to get out of the city to where the air and the water's clean. Got to get away from the fog and smog, got to break that old routine. So you gone out to Hawaii, where the peaceful trade winds blow, where the beach is warm and the people kind and the sweet blueberries grow. And you're gone and back again under a wandering star. And you never know just where you go, but you're happy where you are. And you're gone and home again, got to look around, but you found your place in a quiet life, and it's time to settle down. Yeah, you found your place in a quiet life, and it's time to settle down.